to everybody from West Houston Chinese Church.
今年西区教会和北区教会都同样用这个马可福音作为我们今年讲到的系列。
This year, both West Houston Chinese Church and North Houston Chinese Church use the same passage from Mark to be our passage.
所以今天是第三篇的信息。
Today is the third sermon.
好，那今天的题目是我肯洁净了吧。
Today is called I'm willing to be clean.
好，这一张照片可能很多人见过。
I'm sure many of you seen this picture.
好，你们知道那个人是谁吗？
Hope.
他就是新任的教宗方济。
Now he's the new pope, Pope Francis.
Yeah. 他又被称为穷人的教宗。
He's also the pope for the poor.
所以这张照片是在《时代周刊》的2013年的年度风云人物的那个特刊里面中间的夹页。
So you see this is a fly in the Time Magazine. It's Person of the Year.
有的人说，哎呀，他拍这个照片好像在作秀。
A lot of people think he's just showing off.
但是其实，如果换做你做教宗，你愿不愿意去亲吻一个满脸都是肉人的人
？But if you are the Pope, are you willing to do that?
这位教宗在他的就任这么短的时间里面，他任命了很多贫穷地区的主教成为枢机主教。
So during his tenure, just a short term, he appointed lots of different bishops to different areas.
所以很多人说他是认真的希望对教廷进行改革。
So a lot of people think he's willing to make a change for the new Catholic world.
好，但是今天我讲的不是教宗，而是要讲说教宗不过是效法耶稣基督。
But I'm not talking about him today. I'm just saying that he is Christ-like.
当我们在上个礼拜的信息里面我们读到了这样的一段话，讲到神的国临近了。
Last week we talk about God's kingdom is near.
因为主耶稣呼召了门徒之后，马可福音就开始记载他在加利利的传道工作。
So, the Mark shortly recorded what the Jesus has done near the Galilee area.
我们一起来读这一段的经文，在马可福音第一章14-15节。
Let's read Mark 1, verse 14-15.
我们同时用自己的语言。
You can just use your own preferred language.
请。约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信信福音。所以，如果你有习惯写这个周报的夹页的话，你可以把它写下来：神的国临近了。
So if you want to jot down your own note, you can just write down the God's kingdom is near.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
So after he went to Capernaum, he went into the synagogue and began to teach.
这时候发生了一件事，就证明了人们对他的观察。
So something happened, and you can see the observations from the people.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
People were so amazed by his teaching because the way he teaches has authority.
文士是那些经学家，他们熟读律法且善于教导。
And those the people, the teacher of the law, they know the law very well and they can teach.
但是没有权柄。
They have no authority.
这个权柄呢，不是指生杀大权。
This authority is not like life or death.
好像政府官员所拥有的。
You know, like those government official has.
我们中国人常讲做官的人好大的官威啊。
A lot of people would think, you know, those Chinese officials, they have a lot of power, right?
不是指那种权柄。
Not that kind of authority.
这个权柄是指的耶稣基督言行的一致。
This kind of authority is about his action and his teaching is consistent.
他不是只能够做而言却无法起而行的那种人。
He's not like he say one thing and he does another thing.
因为教导律法和遵行律法中间会有往往有张力。
There's a huge tension between obeying the law and the teaching of the law.
我们都不喜欢知法犯法的人，对不对
？We don't like those people who know the law but they offend the law.
尤其我们最痛恨那些玩法的人。
And we hate those people who manipulate the law.
这是为什么很多人讨厌律师。
That's why a lot of people don't like attorneys.
我昨天有做律师的，对不起。
If you're an attorney, I'm sorry.
最近我们台湾有人说，过去20年所以那么乱，就是因为律师制服。
A lot of people say why Taiwan was such a mess the last 20 years because there were a lot of turning toward government officials.
所以那个人说，投给医师吧。
So, well, next time, you know, vote for the doctors.
对，赖天杰如果到台湾，可能可以当台北市长。
Yeah, like Robert Jack could be the mayor for the Taipei.
因为律师们往往帮一些客户辩护的时候，会去钻什么法律的漏洞。
Yeah, because a lot of attorneys they like to go through the loophole of the law and to defend.
这些最熟悉法律的人，反而要钻法律的漏洞。
Those people who are familiar with the law, they like to find the loopholes.
耶稣却不是如此，他所说的话语带着能力，以至于连污鬼也听从了他。
But Jesus is not like this. He has authority, even the evil spirit listen to him.
我们来读一下这段的经文。
Let's read the passage.
停。
到了
加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训，众人很稀奇他的教训。
因为照着他们正剩下有权柄的人不像如是，在会堂里一个人被污鬼附着，他想说：“这三个耶稣，
我与你们有什么
相干？
你来灭我们吗？我知道的是谁乃是神的圣者。”
听下去，耶稣责备他说：“不要
出声，从这人身上出来吧！”
污鬼将来抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就是出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此都说：“这是什么事啊？这是新道理啊！”还用
权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。
耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方，连污鬼也怎么了？他听从了他。
Even the evil spirit obeyed him.
污鬼认出他就是神的圣者。
The spirit knows that he's the holy one.
如果你还记得两个礼拜前的那篇讲章的话，施洗约翰和天父都见证耶稣就是神的儿子。
If you remember the sermon 2 weeks ago, John the Baptist and the Father witnessed Jesus as one.
因为施洗约翰是被圣灵充满的。
Because John the Baptist was filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以他看见天开了，圣灵降在耶稣的身上。
So he saw the heaven open and the Holy Spirit was came upon Jesus.
并且有声音从天上来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And there's voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son."
旁边的人可能看不见。
But other people might not see it.
或者听见只是像雷声一样，不知道什么意思。
Or maybe they heard it's like a loud thunder, but they didn't know the meaning.
但是借着施洗约翰的见证。和天父的声音的见证，这个双重的见证，见证耶稣基督就是神的爱子。
But this kind of double testimony from John Baptist and the Heavenly Father knowing that He is Jesus.
而这里是另外一个对于耶稣的见证。
But this is another kind of witness.
他有权柄吩咐污鬼来听从。
He has authority to tell the evil spirit to obey.
所以当他传道说神的国临近了，他的所言所行就印证他所传的道。
So when he says the kingdom of God is near, whatever he says, his action testifies for that.
并不是赶鬼才是权柄，他的话语也带着权柄。
It doesn't mean that the way that he speaks take out the evil spirit, but it's everything he does.
他要人悔改，信福音。
He wants people to repent.
他的呼召也带着权柄。
And his calling has authority.
上个礼拜我们听到他呼召四个门徒只用了简单的一句话。
We know last week when he called his disciple, he used one word.
什么话？
来
跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Come follow me. I want you to get people like the fishermen.
如果驻华当牧师这样呼召你，那天姐你会不会跟着他走？
Our pastor should say that, and you will follow him.
要先想一想，对不对？
You might want to reconsider, right?
耶稣叫门徒们舍下网来跟从他。
But Jesus said, take.Let down your fishing net and come with him.
那四个渔夫就怎么样？就舍下网跟从他。
The four fishermen, what did they do? They followed Jesus.
今天主耶稣基督在我们的心中，是不是带着同样的权柄呢？
And today is Jesus in our heart have the same kind of authority?
当耶稣问你来跟从我的时候，你有没有像那四位门徒一样做出同样的跟随动作？
When Jesus asks you to come and follow me, will you have the same answer like those four disciples?
第二，病人也会得着医治。
Second, the sick will be healed.
我们继续看下去，一章二十九到三十一节。
Let's continue to look at the chapter 1, verses 29 to 34.
来，请。他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈家。
西门的门正派热热地躺着，
就有人告诉耶稣，也是进前拉他的手扶他起来，热热的脸，他就扶起了他，再跌下去。天晚日落的时候，
有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的
来到耶稣跟前，和这些人都聚集在面前。也是治好了许多爱各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼也认识。耶稣第二个施工就是医病。
The second ministry of Jesus is
healing. 医病是另外一种权柄。
It's another authority to heal people.
除了灵界的污鬼听从他的吩咐，自然界的热病也一样。
So although the spirit, the evil spirit knows him, listen to his authority, the natural world will.
主耶稣有医病的权柄。
He has authority to heal.
他不仅仅医好了西门的岳母，更治好了许多慕名而来的病患。
Not just healing the Simon's mother-in-law, he healed a lot of people.
这也是为什么在今天的宣教工厂里面，医疗宣教扮演着非常重要的角色。
That's why medical missionary is so important in this kind of mission field.
台湾的福音的一个先驱者马街医生啊，就是啊，从医疗开一个医馆开始。
Dr. George McKay in Taiwan, he started from the mission team.
好像王林一样啊，是家庭医生，什么科都看。
It's like a family doctor, like Dr. Wayne.
他也帮人家拔牙。
He's a dentist.
不帮人家拔牙。
You don't do that, right?
Okay. 那借着医疗开始，他就把福音传遍了北台湾的各个乡村。
So starting at the medical team, he spread the gospel all over the North Taiwan.
所以我们到台湾的短宣队啊，都会去做医院探访。
So a lot of our short mission to Taiwan, we would do medical teams.
不管在屏东的基督教医院，或者是我们后来到台东也到的这个台东基督教医院去做医院探访。
Both Pingtung and Taidong Christian Hospital, we did that.
我们在台东的合作的伙伴教会呢，台东协同会，他们的教堂就是最早期台东基督教医院的原址。
And the church we went to help in Taidong.Was the same building that the Taidong Christian Hospital.
早期的医疗宣教士那时候还没有火车，也还没有这个公路。
The early missionary, there's no train or there's no highways.
他们用牛车或者雇一些这个山地居民背着那些医疗器材，翻山越岭，花好几个月才能到台东。
It would take a month for those.Native people or maybe ox carts to deliver the medical equipment.
他们用医术和医德印证了所传的福音。
This kind of testimony is because of their teamwork.
那这在主耶稣的时代更是这样。
And during the Jesus time, it was like that too.
因为医病是神迹，也是神的国临近了的一个明证。
It's a testimony of God's miracle and His own testimony.
但是主耶稣并不是要借此而出名。
But Jesus does not want his name to be shown.
好像现在很多人这个开医院就希望人家给他挂个这个匾额，对不对？
You know, a lot of people when they have a hospital, they want to have a little plaque.
赖天杰医师妙手什么回春？
Sometimes they say, "Oh, this doctor is great. They heal me."
人心怎么人数？
And they say he has a good heart and he has good skills.
所以呢，用那个匾额做什么？做广告。
And they use that little plaque as show off.
有口皆碑。
So everybody will say that he's a good reputation.
Okay, 但是主耶稣却不是要借此出名，相反的，他赶出了很多鬼，却不准鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
He would not let the evil spirits speak because they know who he is.
他来到世上服侍人，自己却是隐藏的。
He came out to serve people, but he was hidden.
因为他的时机还没有到。
Because his time is not come yet.
他并不是来搞军事革命的。
He's not come to get a revolution.
反而他要避免让众人误会他来的目的。
Because he wants to avoid people that they might misunderstand why he come.
今天我们教会传福音最大的考验也在这个地方。
This is one of the challenge of our church.
许多人急于让别人认识他，但是久而久之，这个福音的优先性就丧失了。
A lot of pastors want people to know them, but then later on they lose the priority of spreading the gospel.
不管是音乐事工、医疗事工， 都是福音的预工。
Doesn't matter if it's a musical or a medical teams, that's the pre-ministry of the spreading the gospel.
这个医疗事工并不能够取代福音的本工。
The medical ministry cannot substitute the real spreading the gospel.
纵然主耶稣基督是最伟大的医生，但是福音的本质仍然是要拯救罪人的灵魂。
Even though Jesus is the best doctor, but the essence of the gospel is to save people's soul.
不错，很多人来信耶稣是指望病得医治。
Lots of people come to Jesus, they want to get healed.
但是即使主耶稣治好了他们的病，他们却仍然不认识主耶稣是谁，那就是舍本逐末。
So a lot of people they were healed by Jesus, but they still don't know who Jesus really is.
第三，是要为到各处去传道。
He wanted to go all over and preach.
我们来读35-39节。
Let's read Mark 1 verses 35-39.
请。
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了他，对他说：“众人都找你。”耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”
于是，在加利利全地进了会堂，传道、赶鬼。主耶稣在世的时候，常常在天未亮的时候就起来，到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
When Jesus was, he was preaching, he would get up really early and pray in the wilderness.
传道事工跟灵修生活是息息相关的。
There is a tight connection between your devotional life and preaching the gospel.
有一首内地流行的诗歌是这样唱的。
There is a very famous song in China.
中国的早晨五点钟传来祈祷声。
It says, early in the morning, I'm not singing. 5 o'clock in China, and you can hear the praying voices.
我回到北美就发现，这边是美美的晚上七点钟，没有祈祷声。
When I came back to North America, I heard that at 7 o'clock at night, you don't hear anybody's praying.
西区教会一个月只有一次的全教会祷告会，就是第一个礼拜三的七点钟。
In our church, we have only one prayer meeting. It's the first, first.
你在北区吗
？Yeah,
Wednesday, Thursday.First Thursday.
一个礼拜是几点钟？
7:30。
Yeah, in our north, we have one too.
其实啊，不管早晚，重点是我们是不是意识到服事的力量是来自天上，而不是靠自己。
It doesn't matter if it's morning or at night, but do we recognize the power, the strength we get is from praying?
如果连神的儿子耶稣基督在世的时候都要早起祷告，何况是我们呢？
So look at Jesus. He's the Son of God, and he has to get up and pray. And how about us?
他的祷告生活只是为了一个目的，就是为了到各处去传道。
The purpose of his praying life is to spread the gospel around the world.
传道事工的优先性是我们今天教会应该好好学习的。
So we need to learn what's the priority to preach the gospel.
北美的教会，北美的基督徒不应该忽视传福音的重要性。
The churches in North America shouldn't ignore the importance to spread the gospel.
因为今天的美国社会已经不像我们所想象的是个基督教国家的样子。
The church, the society now in North America is not like what we think is a Christian society.
很多的北美的基督徒被社会的议题困住了。
A lot of churches, Christians were stuck with the social issues.
环保的议题。
Protecting the environment.
性别平等的议题。
Gender equality.
贫富差距的议题。
Narrowing the gap between the rich and the poor.
这些问题不是不重要。
They're all important.
基督徒有自己的公民的责任。
A Christian has their citizens' responsibilities.
我们可以参政，可以有自己的政见。
We can have our own opinion on the politics.
我们可以用手中的选票去支持合神心意的候选人。
We can vote whoever is pleasing to God.
可是千万别忘记，传福音才是基督教会最主要的责任。
But we need to know our main responsibility is to spread the gospel.
因为主耶稣说他是为这个事出来。
Because Jesus said, "I came for that."
有一句成语叫做缘木求鱼，知道吗？
Yeah, there is a Chinese saying is try to catch fish on the tree.
就讽刺说你爬到树上去捕鱼，撒渔网。
It's like, you know, you climb up to a tree and try to throw your fish net.
是徒劳无功。
It's futile.
我们也要小心，一个不传福音的教会，慢慢就变成乡村俱乐部。
And we have to be careful. If a church do not spread the gospel, we become a country club.
丧失了自己的责任，也会连带的丧失自己的身份。
We lose our responsibility and we lose who we are.
所以今年新区教会有三场全教会的福音活动。
So, this year, West Houston Chinese Church has three evangelism activities.
我们也欢迎北区的弟兄姐妹带着新朋友来参加。
We welcome all of you to invite new friends to come.
分别是你们手上有个夹页啊，这是大年初一啊，1月31号那天是农历的大年初一。
You can see the flyer in your bulletin. It's January 31st. It's the first day of the Chinese New Year.
星星音乐诗歌和新区教会的诗班一起办一个星星贺新春的音乐见证会。
The New Heart Music Ministry and along with the West Houston Church, we have a evangelism.
我们用诗歌和见证来做福音的义工。
We're going to spread the gospel through the music and testimonies.
我们在三月和九月也会请到不同的著名的讲员来在不同的议题里面来见证。
In March and September, we'll have the similar evangelism activity.
我们希望所有的人都起来传福音。
We want everybody to get out and spread the gospel.
而且邀请你身边未信主的亲友朋友们来参加。
And try to invite those people who don't know the Lord yet.
为他们代祷，而且立志。陪伴他们成为主的门徒。
And pray for them so they get to open their eyes and become a disciple too.
当然，我们自己要先做门徒。
But we have to become a disciple first, right?
所以你应该跟着教会三四五五经。
Then we have to follow church to do our 3, 4, 5 devotion project.
更多的熟悉主的话语。
So we get to know God's word better.
我知道北区有这个三福的训练。
We know you have the eventual explosion training.
我们应该在神面前立志去受装备，来成为主的福音的使者。
It would be great that you all can be equipped to become a God's servant.
下面我们要来看下面一个故事。
Let's look at another story.
耶稣肯使我们洁净。
Jesus is willing to clean us.
我们先来读40节到42节。
Let's read from verse 40 to 42.
请。
有一个叫大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净。”
耶稣动了慈心，
就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吗？”
大麻风即使离开他，
他就洁净了。
这个故事十分的动人。
It's such a touching story, right?
虽然马可福音的叙述非常的简短
，Here Mark's story sounds so simple，
却是字字出金。
But here each word is right to the point.
大麻风在古代是一种绝症
，Leprosy in the ancient time is a terminal disease.
而且必须被隔离
，and you need to be quarantined.
当时的病人往往受到很残酷的对待
，and those sick.They receive a lot of cruel treatment.
他们被遗弃在荒野中，任其自生自灭，甚至被烧死。
They will be abandoned in wilderness, and sometimes they will be burned to death.
那是因为摩西的律法这样说。
Because Moses' law says.
我们来读一下。
Let's read it together.
身上有长大麻风灾病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，
蒙着上唇喊叫说：“不洁净了，不洁净了。”灾病在他身上的日子，
他便是不洁净。
他既是不洁净，
就要独居营外。
得这一种病最可怕的，不只是皮肤的溃烂跟神经的损害。
With this kind of disease, it's not just the skin sore and the nerve damages.
有些得麻风的人，鼻子掉下来他也不觉得痛。
And some of them, even if their nose fell, they won't feel it.
更可怕的是，这种病有什么性啊？传染性。
And the most dangerous is it's contagious.
就像艾滋病刚刚被发现的时候，或者是 SARS 刚刚开始人传人传播的时候，人人闻之色变，避之唯恐不及。
Just like AIDS or SARS, you know, everybody heard it and you try to avoid it, you try to escape.
麻风病人内心的煎熬恐怕更胜于病痛的折磨。
The leprosy's internal struggle is worse than the physical pain.
因为独居营外不是一件太开心的事情。
They must live outside the camp.
所以这个人一见听见耶稣来了，他所行的神迹，他就来求耶稣，而且是怎么样？向他什么？跪下。
So this leprosy heard about Jesus. He was so excited and he came and worshiping and kneeling down.
马可福音是非常重视行动的细节的一卷福音书。
In this gospel, Mark is very, very into details.
犹太人不像咱们中国人。
Jews are not like Chinese.
咱们中国人虽然说男儿膝下有什么
黄金，
黄金。
Chinese, you know, we don't knee down easily, right?
我们不太贵，对不对？一年就一次会跪。
We may have done that once every year.
什么时候会跪
？What time do we do?
快到了。逢年过节的时候跪。
Yeah, because during the New Year's we do that.
向谁跪呢
？To whom?
向这个父母跟长辈什么磕头
？You know, we'll kneel down to our parents or maybe some seniors.
小时候还要磕咚咚咚三个响头。
Sometimes you have to hit your head down to the ground three times.
磕完头干嘛？
And what do you do after that?
讨压岁钱。
You reach out your hand and ask for the red envelope.
但是呢，犹太人不是这样，他们不跪的。
The Jews, they don't kneel down at all.
他们是跪下为一个敬拜的举动。
When they kneel down, that means they are worshiping the person.
除了敬拜上帝以外，跪的人就是承认自己是奴隶，还向他的主人下跪。
Besides kneeling down to God.Whoever kneels down means that he's a servant to the masters.
所以奴承认这些奴隶，就像中国人以前看到皇上圣旨到这里要跪，对不对
？So remember in the ancient Chinese, if the emperor was up there, if there's the will of the emperor, you have to kneel down.
这一跪就是把面子全部都放下来了。
Whenever you kneel down, you lose your face.
这一跪就是承认自己无能为力，所以要跪下来求。
When we kneel down, we show that we have no power or ability.
他跪下来说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净。”
And he says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
耶稣肯不肯
？Is Jesus willing? Yes, he does.
你有没有在路上遇见一个要饭的乞丐呢
？Have you ever met a beggar before?
老爷太太赏一个。
He says, "Mr. and Mrs.,Give me a little bit of money.
你会把你身上的零钱都给他吗
？Will you give all your changes to the person?
会不会
？Will you?
西区教会的青少年团契曾经有一个教导。
In the youth of a West Houston Chinese Church, they have a teaching.
因为我有三个孩子都从那里长大，所以他们都被这样教导。
I have three kids grow up in that environment, so they were taught by.
就是要准备一些日用品。牙膏、牙刷，还有饼干之类的，一些小包包。
And they have to pack a little something, you know, with a toothpaste.
可以在遇见流浪汉的时候，车窗摇下来，递给他。
So when if you see a homeless while you're driving, you can give them this packet with some food and some daily needs.
不要给他钱，因为他可能会利用你的爱心去吸毒或者是酗酒。
Don't give him money because he might use the money for bad purposes.
所以不如给他们。物资比较实际。
Just give them whatever they need on daily life.
但这里说呢，耶稣怎么动了慈心，就伸手什么摸他，说我肯，你洁净了吧？大凉风就及时的离开他，他就洁净。
Because here he says Jesus was has compassion, so he reached out his hand, say I'm willing.
Okay. 有三个步骤。
There are three steps.
第一个步骤是。动了慈心
means Jesus has compassion.
这不是可怜或者是同情他，更不是打发打发，赶快把车窗摇起来。
It's not just you know having pity or just sympathy. It's just like you know, oh, just feel sorry for you.
动了慈心是对于他的遭遇跟需要感同身受。
When he has compassion, means he can see what he's encountering and what he needs, and he can feel it.
第二个是伸手摸他。
The second one is to reach
the touch. 他有传染病哎。
He's contagious, right?
你不怕被传染吗
？Aren't you afraid?
这是为什么？我刚开始让你们看那个 Francis 在亲吻那个病人的时候。
That's why I showed you that picture of a Pope Francis when he kiss the patient.
那应该不只是公关用的。
It's not just for propaganda.
因为连那个动作都要很大的勇气。
Because he needs to have huge courage to do that.
大多数的人看到这个流浪汉的时候都是什么？掩鼻而过，是吗？
Most people when they see the homeless, you know, you cover your nose and you leave, right?
因为他可能身上是又脏又臭。
Because it could be really dirty and really smelly.
耶稣却伸手去摸。
But Jesus touched, reached out his hand.
最后是耶稣开口说话，说：“我肯，你洁净了。”
And last, Jesus said, "I'm willing, be clean."
耶稣的话有权柄，污鬼或者是热病都要听从。
Jesus has authority, no matter fever or the evil spirit will obey him.
所以经上说，大麻风即使离开他，他就洁净了。
It says the leprosy left him and he's clean.
当我读这段话的时候，最让我感动的却是我肯。
What touches me the most is I am willing.
耶稣听见了他的恳求。
Jesus heard his request.
你们记得他跪下来说什么吗？
Do you remember what he says when you kneel down?
你若肯。
He says if you're willing.
我常常想，到底是我的恳求被耶稣听见了，是因为我来求他救救我，还是耶稣竟然肯救我？
A lot of time I would think because Jesus heard my request, so he does it or he is willing to save me.
我想答案一定是后者。
I think the answer will be the second one.
当我年轻的时候，在这个世界上面自我放逐，我在流浪的时候。
Because when I was young, I was wandering around, I was doing my own things.
我连到来到耶稣面前跪下恳求的力气或是勇气都没有。
I don't have the strength or courage to kneel down and ask for his help.
我呼救的声音是这样的微弱，没有人听得见。
I was so weak, I was so frail, nobody can hear my request.
谁肯听我的恳求？
Who is willing to listen to our request?
你的生命是不是也像我一样，有过灰心丧志的时候
？Do you have that kind of dark time, just like me, so desperate and frustrated?
我们软弱、脆弱到一个地步。
We're so weak, so frail to a point.
你不相信有人在肯定你的祷告
？You don't believe that anybody is listening to your prayer.
耶稣肯。
But he is, Jesus will.
他动了慈心，他伸手摸我，他对我说：“我肯。”
Jesus has compassion. He touched me and he said, "I'm willing. Be clean."
我知道啊，新基督教会跟美基教会都在推动三四五读经。
I know we're trying to encourage people to do the 3-4-5 reading Bible project.
你们千万不要以为我们在教导你们每天要念经。
Don't think that we want to teach you to read the words like a Buddhist.
因为读经不是讨上帝的喜悦。
Because if we just, you know, read the words, it doesn't please God.
读经是给上帝一个机会向你说话。
When we read the Bible, we give God the opportunity to talk to our heart.
神的话带着权柄，带着能力要医治你。
The word of God has power and authority wants to heal you.
你愿意每天来到神的面前，让听天父慈爱的声音吗？
Are you willing to come to God every day and to listen to His kindness voice?
必能叫我洁净了。
He will definitely make me clean.
很多人对于基督教有一个误解，认为悔改是得救的根源。
A lot of people would think repentance is the source.
所以我若不悔改，你就没有办法救我。
And if I don't repent, you can't save me.
就好像说我如果不洗澡，不爱洗澡，我就永远不可能干净一样。
It's like if I don't take a bath, I'll never be clean.
对，听说最近印度有一个老人家打破了金氏纪录，他60年没有洗澡。
Like there's an old guy in India, he broke the Guinness record. He did not take a bath for 60 years.
但是你知道吗？这是一种逻辑上面的谬误。
But this is a misunderstanding on your logic.
其实救恩才是罪人悔改的根源。
Actually, salvation is the source of repentance of the sinners.
因为不是用好行为就换取救恩的。
We do not get salvation from doing good work.
让我干净的是水，是肥皂。
What makes me clean is the water, is the soap.
没有这两样，我天天干洗不会干净。
Without these two things, I cannot just be dry clean.
信心就是支取救恩的渠道。
Faith is the channel to receive salvation.
所以来信耶稣必能叫我们洁净。
So come and believe in Jesus, and we will be clean.
而不是我们洁净了自己才配来信耶稣。
It's not we have to be clean first, and I deserve to believe in Jesus.
耶稣基督的福音是为罪人预备。
The gospel of Jesus is for sinners.
这个大麻风病人就完全痊愈了。
See, the patient is totally clean.
马可福音一章四十三节到四十五节，我们继续读下去。
Let's continue to read verse 33 to 34.
耶稣爷爷的嘱咐他，
就打发他走，对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可以告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看。”又因为你洁净了，献上母亲所吩咐的礼物，对众人作证据。
那人出去道
说
了
许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得在民里子进城，只好在外边放一地方，人从各处就都来了。
故事的结尾让人很错愕。
Such a shocking ending, right?
这个人得了洁净，又重返人群，却没有完全听从耶稣的嘱咐去做。
He's clean and he went to the public, but he did not obey Jesus.
他有没有去给祭司看？
Did he show the preachers?
有，他有去给祭司看。
He showed the priest.
要不然他没有办法重返人群。
So he won't be able to go to the public.
但是呢，他有没有不告诉人？
Did he not to tell everybody?
没有，他告诉了所有的人。
He told everybody.
对，害得耶稣就不能什么明明的进城。
So Jesus cannot go to the town openly.
所以这是什么？表示他选择性的听从。
So he just is a selective obeying.
有一本书叫做《疾风烈火》。
There is a book called Fresh with Fresh Fire.
你们可能都读过这本书，对不对？
Some of you have read this book.
这是这个新杰明牧师所写的。
It's a pastor Simbala.
Simbala. 这里面提到一个人，他的名字叫做 David.
He mentioned a guy named David.
当他觉知信耶稣的时候，是一个游民。
He was a homeless when he decided to accept Jesus as his savior.
新牧师在里面写，他说最令人惊恐的是他的味道，一种混杂着酒精、汗臭、尿液跟垃圾的味道。
Pastor Simbala mentioned that more striking was his odor. The mixture of alcohol, sweat, urine, and garbage took my breath away.
你闻过这个味道？
Have you ever smelled that?
基督教会的年轻人啊，有时候会去这个 Church in the Park 去做社区服务。
The youth at West Houston Chinese Church would do a work called Church in the Park.
我们也长期支援这个密西的亚卫的一个游民收容所施工。
Now we also support a homeless place called Mission Yaway.
我闻过这个味道。
I smell that before.
但是呢，新牧师说他来教会的目的不是为了讨钱，他要的是耶稣。
The homeless came to the church, did not ask for money. He wants Jesus.
我很少读这种书会痛哭流涕，那这一段话让我痛哭流涕。
Very few times I would wept when I read stuff like this, but when I read this, I wept.
新牧师说。就是那一刻，神似乎在对我说 ：“Jimmy， 如果你和你的妻子对我来说有什么价值，如果你在我的工作中有什么目的的话，必然在于这股臭味。”
The pastor said, "The Lord seemed to say to me in that instant, Jim, if you and your wife have any value to me, if you have any purpose in my work, it has to do with this odor. This is the smell of the world I die for."
我就是为。世界这股味道来死。
It's the smell of the world I died for.
David 后来戒毒成功了。
So David went through detoxification and he was succeeded.
他成为新牧师的教会的维修部的主管。
He became the supervisor of the maintenance department at church.
他结了婚，做了父亲。
He got married and became a father.
这样的事好像不常发生在我们身边，或者是我们不会注意到。
It seems like this kind of event doesn't happen around us, or maybe we do not notice.
但是就在那一天，当那个人出现在我身边的时候
，But when there is a homeless here in my life,
我还毫无心理准备。
I was not prepared at all.
十年前，当一个游民走进我以前的那个教会的地下室的时候
10 years ago, a homeless person came to our church in the basement.
我们正在预备晚上的祷告会，这是个礼拜三。
It's a Wednesday night. We're preparing for the prayer meeting.
他向我叙述他的困境，我就闻到了那个味道。
He was trying to describe me about his struggles, and I smelled that odor.
其实我没有太多时间可以给他。
I did not have a lot of time for him.
但是我还是耐心地听他说完。
But I listened to him patiently.
我对于那股味道并不陌生。
It was not a strange odor for me.
因为在我人生最黑暗的日子里面，我身边的人，连我自己的身上都有那股味道。
Because when I was in my darkest moment, people around me and even myself has that odor.
这个年轻人还不到40岁，说他被赌博害惨了。
This young man, he's not even 40 years old. He said he was a victim of gambling.
他离开他的家已经五年了，他的最大的心愿就是回到南部的家。
He left his home for 5 years already, and what he wishes the most is to go back his home in the south.
然后他的父母已经跟他断绝关系了，他们为了他背了很多的债务。
The parents has a lot of debts because of him, so they disowned him already.
他住在一个游民收容所里面，然后刚刚开始找到一个工作。
He's in a homeless place and he found a job.
在台北的一个医院里面做、啊、地板打蜡的清洁工作，12点大家办公室都关了，然后他才进去打开灯来做这个工作。
He's a custodian for the hospital, and you know when it's dark and he started to do his cleaning job.
我最后给他500块钱台币去吃饭。
I gave him 500 NT so he can have some food.
我还邀请他说，如果你愿意，可以留下来参加我们的祷告会。
I also asked him if you want, you can stay for the prayer meeting.
我不是一个涉世未深的人
，I'm not someone that is inexperienced。
也不知道他会不会再回来，只是来骗钱的而已吗
？I do not know if he's coming back or not, or he's just trying to get some money。
但是我在他的眼中看见了他的泪水。
But I can see in his eyes there's some tears。
他不是为了钱来。
He didn't come for the money。
他曾经去过万华地区的一个教会，叫做活水泉教会。
He also went to a Living Water Church in Wanhua area.
寻求那里的传道人的帮助。
He also asked for help for the pastors there.
他想要站起来。
He wanted to get up again.
但是他也说，当负面的情绪来的时候，他是完全失去控制。
But he also mentioned that whenever the negativity come to him, he lost control.
在我离开台湾以前，他还来跟我见过好多次。
Before I left Taiwan, we met several times.
有很短暂的时间，他真的站了起来。
And there are some brief times he really stood up.
他找到一份工作，在阳明山的一个基督教的机构。
And he found a job in a Christian organization in Yangming Mountain.
他很高兴地拿着第一个月的薪水的存折来给我说：“牧师，你帮我保管，免得我再把它花掉了。”
And he would show his salary stuff, say, "Pastor, could you save that for me so I won't lose it?"
可是再过了3个月
3 months later,
他又失业，又开始在街上流浪。
He lost his job and he became homeless again.
这样的一个人，我就觉得好像是在流沙的那个陷坑中间。
This kind of person, I felt like he's in a quicksand.
当你丢给他一根树枝的时候，他就很想要爬出来。
If you give him a stick or branch, he wanted to come out.
他或许可以稍微离开一寸。
Maybe a little bit.Up a little higher.
但是稍微挣扎一下又被陷下去一尺。
But then he come up a little bit and he struggled. He went down deeper.
教会的门到底要不要为他而开
？So the door of the church will be open for him.
我们多少时候我们很怕惹上这股味道
？A lot of times we're so afraid of this kind of odor.
我们避之唯恐不及。
We're so afraid. We try to avoid it.
我也没有答案。
I don't have answer for you.
虽然如此，你却在这个经文里面看到。
Even though I see in this passage,
主耶稣不嫌弃这个味道。
Jesus would not avoid or dislike.
他就是为世界这个味道来死的。
He came here to die for this odor.
无论现在你或是你身边的人遇到了什么天大的难处
，No matter how difficult your situation is in this at this moment,
来求告耶稣吧。
Let's come and ask Jesus for help.
相信他肯，他必能叫你洁净。
If you believe He is willing, then He will make you clean.
我们请一起起立好不好？我们请敬拜堂来带我们唱下面一首回应的诗歌，叫做《洁净我》。
Cleanse us, cleanse me.
你可以用你自己的语言来唱。
You can use your own preferred language.
你今天听见耶稣说我肯你洁净了吧
Today you heard Jesus ask you, I'm willing to clean you.
如果有人愿意对耶稣说请你来使我洁净请你勇敢地举起手
Please raise your hand if you're willing to accept that Jesus is willing to clean you. Please raise your hand.
看见了请放下
I see you.
还有没有哪一位你说我需要耶稣洁净我
Anybody else?
我要这有权柄的话语来洁净我
I want Jesus to clean me. I want His authority to clean me.
好，使我的灵魂得自由。你可以把手举起来。
So my soul can be free. You can raise your hand.
看见的情况下。
I see you.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，你看见这些向你举手举起的人。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, you saw those who raised their hands.
你听见他们的呼声。
You heard their request.
耶稣啊，你听见那个人说，你若肯。
You heard that the person say, if you are willing.
所以你就回答他说我肯。
And you answer, yes, I'm willing.
主啊，求你回答这些向你举手的人祷告。
Oh, please, Lord, please respond to these people.
使他们全然得着洁净。
And pray for them so they can be clean totally.
我 我们也站在你的面前，作为你的儿女，求你听我们的祷告。
As your daughter and son, we want to hear your prayer.
让我们成为我们周边还没有信主亲友的代祷者。
We want to be those people who pray for our friends and families.
愿意把他们带到你的面前，得你的洁净。
So we're willing to bring them to you so they can be clean too.
愿你医治并拯救他们的灵魂。
Please heal them and save them.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们唱第三节，我们来站立第三节。
Let's sing the third verse.